Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, everyone, today. Hello, everyone, today. We're live today on the Dr. Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. Keisha Dale is guest, and here she is. Keisha Dale is guest today. Live on the Alpha Laboratory Gospel Radio Show today. Do we have Keisha? Keisha, are you here today?
Yes. Yes, I am. Hello, and good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, sir. I wanted to have Keisha Dale today on the show.
I'm glad to be
Keisha.
Here.
Thank you. And we're glad to have you. And she is healthcare executive and an influencer who uses her business acumen and professional prowess to help other women succeed in the workplace. Okay, see, so there it is today. And she's also the author of Rock Bottom Success. And Keisha, like I said, welcome to the show today, and we'll talk about the book in the broadcast. Could you begin by telling us some of the things that you, maybe some of the services or information you provide to help women?
Sure. First, thank you once again for having me. It's definitely a pleasure and a privilege to be a part of your radio show this afternoon. As you have already shared, my book is entitled Rock Bottom Success, and I did a relaunch this past June. The book is a nonfiction. It's an easy read. It's a professional. It's a book for professional business women, talking about my own personal pitfalls in working in corporate America. Alongside with the book, I also have a workbook that mirrors the lessons and what I like to call the pearls of wisdom that I provide in the book. So my workbook gives personal development skills and helps professional business women to attain those goals, short-term goals, long-term goals, to be able to attain those tangible goals. So, yeah.
Okay. So, there we go. Okay. So, I want to ask you, on your book, Rock Bottom Success, what do you hope your readers will gain from reading your book?
That's a very good question. Yes, that's a very good question. I hope that my readers would gain the tenacity to know that if and when they ever hit rock bottom, that they can use me as an example, my life story, and they'll be able to take, you know, those lessons that I've provided, those pearls of wisdom that I've provided in working in the workplace, and, you know, if they ever find themselves and making, you know, any type of mistakes, or, you know, for myself, I was one decision away, that emotional decision that I made. But overall desire for my readers is to walk away with the understanding that there is life after rock bottom, that they just have to continue to push, that they need to continue to have the tenacity to push and get through that experience. And it's only a moment. It doesn't mean a lifetime. It is only a moment.
Okay. Just encouraging people that, you know, if you hit rock bottom, it's okay, you know, to pick yourself up again, you know, and you don't have to be defeated if you hit rock bottom, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. If you go back and change anything about your journey, your life, what would it be? What would you change?
You know, I wouldn't change anything about my journey. I am, and I can say that I am the woman that I am today because of it. There were a lot of tears that I shed, a lot of mistakes that I made, a lot of having to go back and apologize for certain things that I've done or even said. But those were all teachable moments. Those were all areas in which that I've grown. But I would absolutely change absolutely nothing about that time and that journey.
Okay, well, we'll ask one more thing before we go to have a call in. I was reading somewhere in your bio, now it said that you went from sleeping on friends' couches to a successful life. I read that
yes,
in your Okay, so that is true. Okay.
Yes, that is true. Yes, sir. So I started in corporate America. I was in my mid-20s. I was flying high. The salary was coming, and I was moving up that corporate ladder. And so I made that one decision, that one emotional decision that made my life spiral down very quickly. I went from making a substantial amount of money to then going to make minimum wage and working jobs that I knew that I was overly qualified for. And, you know, beginning to position myself to go on to perhaps get my own place. And then I found myself having to stay at my parents' house a little longer than expected. Then I had to, instead of getting my own place, you know, I had good friends and good girlfriends that allowed me to stay with them. You know, sometimes I stayed on their sofa. Sometimes I, you know, they allowed me to be a roommate. And help to pay, you know, for things or contribute to the household in a minimal way. But it was a very humbling time of my life, you know. But, again, I would definitely would take absolutely nothing away.
Okay. Now, we want to know, can you give me a website? Anybody want a copy? A Rock Bottom Success, I can tell you it's on Amazon.com. And Keisha, can you give them your email address, please?
Sure, absolutely. They can find me on all the social media platforms. I am at Keisha Dale. That is KEYSHADALE. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And my website is www.keishadale.com. That is KEYSHA.com. And they'll find my information from my book, my workbook, and you can also look me up on Amazon.
Okay, that's why you want to buy her book, and then you want to send a short message, a business message. That's email address www.keishadale.com. That's KEYSHADALE.com, and we'll go to call in line at this time. We want to see if you have anything to say on our call-in line. You can go at this time. Call-in line.
I would like to say good afternoon to Ms. Keisha Dale. And my name is Annette Toon, and I'm inspired by all your accomplishments. And I like your book, Rock Bottom to Success. And I'm glad you came on today to share it with us.
Well, thank you so much for having it. It is such a pleasure to know that I am inspiring people that are out there.
Yes.
And I encourage everyone to go to the website. And thank you so much. That is so encouraging to me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, now we got, like I said, we want you to tune in late. Whether you are, you know, you may be listening to Blog Talk Radio, you may be listening at the link I provided, you might call in. Wherever you listen to, I'm going to play the show back today on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I'm going to play the show back today And we have Keisha Dale from Washington, D.C. Today she's live on the Arthur Laboratory's Gospel Radio Show. And Keisha, what about, let's see, we'll begin with the church background, and we'll ask you about the school background later. What church maybe you attend in your past? Do you have a foundation or side of the church you attend to?
Yes, I do. I am a proud member of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden that is located in Prince George's County, Maryland. Yes, with Pastor John K. Jenkins.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And we'll ask you about your school background. You know, what's the consist of college, maybe high school? You can share that with us, please.
Yes, sir. I am a graduate from Friendly Senior High School that I went on to matriculate and started at Norfolk State University and finished up at Howard University. And class of 99. You'll find all that information out in my book as well.
Okay. Okay, now we understand that you mentor, not only you mentor, you're a coach, and we believe that you've been touring around the world, that touring with your book. Could you explain what you're doing when you're touring around the country?
So yes, I am a mentor. You know, I mentor young women. I mentor in the workplace just by leading by example. I am also a certified coach, and I love to travel. Just recently, I've traveled to Italy. I've traveled to France, and you know, I love to travel with my family, and I've also, in my book, you'll also see that I traveled to South Africa, and that was a very life-changing experience for me in my book. And, you know, I share all those things that I went to a missions trip to help other people in the community in South Africa. So I love to travel.
Oh, okay. So you love it. Okay, so you are doing a lot of traveling.
Yes, sir.
South Africa? Did you like South Africa?
Yes. I thought South Africa was absolutely beautiful. Yes, and I went to a small town in Tembisa to do some missions work, and that was probably over 15, 20 years ago. But, you know, those life lessons that I learned during that time, I still hold near and dear to me and still use those today.
Okay, that's one now. Maybe some future things you will be working on in the future? You see any more books?
Yes, yes. So some future things that I'm working on is I am attempting to connect with not-for-profit organizations and continue to help women in the workplace and women that are overcoming, you know, certain experiences and helping them to get back into the workplace with my workbook and personal development and teaching. Most recently this summer, I was a keynote speaker at a local high school graduation. So just looking to continue to stay connected to the high school level and teaching our kids who, you know, are going on to college and those types of things. So my future is bright. I have a lot of things that I desire to do and just stay connected to our community and helping those that come behind me.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. And I understand, we also understand that you are also a wife and you're also mother of two, is that right? Mother of how many?
Yes, I'm a wife and I'm a mother of two. I have a 5-year-old son and I have another son that's 25 and he's back in Chicago and with his mom. So there's a big gap that's there. But I'm a proud mom of two young boys, yes.
Oh, okay, you said one is 5 and the other one is what?
And the other one is 25, so I know that's a big gap there, but he's in Chicago, and he lives with his mom, so yes. But right now, between my husband and I, we have our 5-year-old that's keeping us busy.
Oh, yeah, I imagine he is keeping us busy. I imagine that he is. Yes,
yes. Yes.
One a day. Yes, and I'm the same way. I have brothers the same way. 20 years older than I was, you know. So
okay.
I was the same way.
Wow.
He have somebody to keep him in line, you know.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
He have someone to keep him in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, we're glad to have Keisha on the show today. And like I said, you're a woman who listens. You might want to, you know, visit her website. Her website is www.keishadale.com. www.keishadale.com. She is the author of Rock Bottom Success. And you can get that book on Amazon. You get that book on Amazon as well. Now, Keisha, are we looking at any TV shows in the future, or any acting roles in the future? This you just say, I know you'll take the opportunity if they came.
Well, I'm not necessarily looking to do any acting, not unless you prophesied something, sir, that I don't know anything about. But I am looking to take the book and put that on the big screen. So I'm working diligently to partner with outside writers and developing a script to actually be able to pitch that on the big screen. So my prayer is that I'm able to take Rock Bottom Success and make it worldwide, and we're all able to see it in the movie theaters or in the movie on some type of local or national network. So that is also my prayer.
Well, that'd be a good thing. And that book is inspired by your life development and her life changes, you know, and the book is inspired, you know, by her life.
Yes.
You know, and Rock Bottom Success. You take someone, you know, he hit rock bottom. Well, the first thing he wants to give up, you know. He or she, they want to give up. You know, but then if you look at it in this case, she didn't give up. You know, she kept on going, and the book is also to motivate you. To keep going, you know.
Yes.
That's the inspiration that I get out of the book, and that's the inspiration I think that she wants to encourage people. Once you hit rock bottom, you're going to peak. I know some people hit rock bottom and just think the world is ending because they don't think that they can make it. But like I say, it affects everyone in every aspect of their life because I believe at a point everyone goes through something. You know, I think everyone goes through something. And the book is just to influence you. It is to influence you. Like I say, and we thank her for being a wonderful inspiration today on the show. Now, about your motivating speaker, I mean, it just, were you doing it before the book? It just became a part of the book, your motivation speaker.
You know, one of the things that the decision that I made is when I was actually going through that whole rock bottom experience, is that I made a vow to God that had He assists me in getting out of that dark place, that I would put my experiences in writing to be able to help someone else. and that I would make myself available and be a vessel for him to be able to speak about my experiences and anything I can do to help someone to avoid making those same mistakes, that I would do it, you know, to honor and bring glory to God.
Yeah, that's right. And that's good. And she made a promise to God, see. She made a promise to God. And that was where she could not go wrong. Because the Bible tells you, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. Once you seek God first, once you seek him first, don't do anything, see, to make it a show, you know. Don't do nothing just to be seen. Don't do nothing to be seen. I mean, go to God first. And anything after that, be real about it. And God, he'll open doors for you. You might not see the doors open. You might not see the doors open, but God, he has already figured out. You might worry about it, like sometimes I know I do. But then once I worry about it, once God showed me, I already had it fixed for you. You worry about it, you know, but I had it fixed for you. And that's the message what she's giving you, and that's the message what I'm giving you. God, he has not forgot you. He's not forgot you.
Yeah.
You know, put it first. She didn't forget Keisha. Didn't not forget God. She made a promise to put her, you know, her lifestyle. Keisha made a promise to put her lifestyle and give it back to people. If she give it to people, she said her book. She said her book Rock Bottom Success. But the advice she's giving you is free. She's giving you free advice, and just telling you, you know, whatever you do, you put God first. That advice is free, and that's the best advice. You know, because there's someone who cares about you, and in case she cares about you. You know, she cares about you, and don't want you to go down the long pathway, Keisha. You know, I'm glad to have you on the show today, Keisha. Is there maybe anything you might want to say to your family, to your friends at this time? We have several minutes left. You can go ahead this time, Keisha.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're glad to have you today. We're glad to have you. And you're from Washington, is that right?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir, in Washington, D.C. Yes, and it's such a pleasure, and I'm excited to be a part of your talk show this afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, now let me read this. We got 5-6 minutes left. We have 7 minutes. Dale is the District of Columbia Long-Term Care Administrative Board Chairperson and the National Association of Long-Term Administrative Board, State Governments, and Regulatory Form Facilitator. You hold a big position there in the District of Columbia. Is that true?
Yes. And I've been doing that for quite some time, and being a part of those committees and organizations. Yes.
Okay. And I know that is to me, when I first read it, I thought you were part of the committee board at the White House when I first read that, you know. But that certainly is a big responsibility that you have there in the community. And she's very active in the community as well. She's very active in the community. And she's written a book called Rock Bottom Success. She stopped by today to talk to us, and we're very glad to have her on the show today. And my call in line, would like to say, we have 5 minutes left. My call in line, would you like to say anything else to Keisha Dale from Washington, D.C.?
I would like to say just keep on doing what you're doing. and excited to know you say you're going to try to take it to the TV, movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, exciting. Yes. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that encouragement.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll play it back today. I wanted to get you a chance to hear it today. And we play the Blog Talk Radio every day. The episode is archived at Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's archived at Blog Talk Radio, plays there every day. So the episode we will listen to over and over. And it was a blessing to have you here on the show today. Maybe we can get you back again and appreciate you on a future show. Hopefully we can. And there's and I know that there's one more thing that, so everybody come on my show, they always have a message for women. What would be your, I'd say, your strongest message for women? And you can speak on any topic. You know, what would be your strongest message for the women out there today?
My message for the women out there today is just to be tenacious, to have the stick with itness, to continue to pursue your dreams. And know that you can accomplish them. But most importantly, surround yourself around good people and make sure that you get a mentor. If you don't have a mentor, seek someone out. Because of mentors and because I kept good people around me, I am where I am today, and I was able to overcome that rock bottom experience and be the successful woman that I am today. So that's the last thing that I would leave them.
Okay, there you are, you know, overcome, you can overcome anything, you know, you can overcome anything today. See, the enemy, he wants you to think you can't, but you can, you know, that's just the enemy's, that's just his number one tactic. You can't. But I want to tell you today that you can, because, see, God can do anything. And he can do it at any time.
Uh-huh.
So you got, don't just think that you can't overcome. You know, you're going to hit rock bottom. It's like a book says, rock bottom success. Rock bottom success. Life is not over at rock bottom. It's over if you don't change. If you don't change a thing that you're doing, it's over. If you don't have the drive, well, you first got to believe in God, and you got to have faith. Faith is not worth it dead. You got those faith in God. You got the drive. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I want to tell you one thing: it's never over. It's never over. And we are running down to 90 seconds, and we have Keisha Dale from Washington, D.C. She's such a wonderful guest, and I want to take the last couple of seconds to thank you for coming on the radio, Keisha Dale from Washington, D.C., and I thank you very much for coming on the show today and spending time with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you all take care, and God bless.
God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, there it is. Today, there it was. We want to mention today with Keisha Dale from Washington, D.C. We were live in the Alpha Laboratories Gospel Radio Show, and everyone, have a good day, and God bless you.
God bless you all. Thanks.